Hi, this is the e-learning podcast.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Sue.
So, I was driving down this morning thinking about winter quarter and what we need to do to be prepared for winter quarter e-learning classes.
Yeah.
We got 3 minutes to talk about it.
I know, I'm going to have to go fast here. I think it's a great question, though. Getting ready ahead of time for your students just makes you look much more like a professional. You don't want to wait till the first day of class when Angel Classrooms have probably already been open for a week.
So thing number one a faculty member can do to be prepared for winter.
I think they need to put a welcome announcement in their class, giving their students a heads up of what's coming, perhaps what mode the class is being taught in, and what they can do to get prepared. Maybe the top three things they should do before class starts.
Oh, something like what books you need to buy or what resources you need.
When does class start? Do they meet face-to-face or not? Where are we meeting?
Oh, and you may not be surprised, but others may be surprised how often students don't know what kind of class they're in and what they're supposed to do and where to go. So
we often get online students showing up trying to find their classroom here.
Hmm.
So, yeah, tell them.
Tell them.
Don't assume they know what's going on.
Okay, so what's the second thing?
I want my students to know where they can get help. They're going to be questioned about technology. They're just going to be confused. So we want to let them know that there is week zero classroom in Angel they can get help, that they can come to the Ask Here desk to get face-to-face help in the library, that we have angelsupport.centralia.edu, that there's just so many things that they can do to get help for themselves if they ask.
That's got to be reassuring for students, too, to see that when they get in there.
I think so. If I was new to all this, I would be panicked. I think many of our students don't even know they're signing up for a class that have Angel components, so they're going to be surprised at this. So we need to reduce their fear a little bit.
That's awesome. Okay, what about a third thing?
I think the last thing for this short little podcast I bring up is that inside an Angel classroom, you can add discussion forums. And a really neat discussion forum is one for you to add near the top of your content called Ask Your Teacher. And this is a place where students can post questions of general interest. Other students can answer. You can answer. But the best feature, I think, is that you preload this with the frequently asked questions you get from your students all the time. So if they're always going to ask you about homework, when's it due? Put it in there ahead of time. And pretty soon they're going to get used to the fact that they can just look there without even asking you, and therefore you save time in the long run.
Oh, so it's always good to do something that helps others and helps yourself.
Oh, if I can help myself, I think that's just a great thing. So do I get one more? Can I get four?
Well, if you could squeeze it in.
I think so. I haven't heard anything happen yet. So a fourth one I would say is tell your students how they can get a hold of you and how quickly you will respond to them.
I bet you students have questions before class even starts.
Oh, they do. They do. It is interesting. They will ask questions. They'll send you email. And if they don't get an answer, they just don't know if the email worked. They don't know if it went into a black hole. And they are starting on a bad foot already. So be prepared to answer them. Oh, sounds like we're out of time, Sue.
Time is up. Hey, thanks a bunch.
Bye.